Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Welcome to the Tudor Dixon Podcast. I'm excited to have my friend, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, here with me today. And he actually has some breaking healthcare news that is likely going to affect you personally, because I think it affects a lot of us personally. But before I bring the Attorney General in, I want to talk about your health, because you can't put a price on your health. I stay energized and keep doing what I love every day because I get the maximum servings and nutrition of fruits and vegetables. And I rely on Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule to give me the maximum nutrition of 31 real whole fruits and veggies every day. Balance of Nature is giving all listeners 35% off any first preferred order plus free shipping with promo code TUTOR. Just go to balanceofnature.com and enter promo code TUTOR to get started today. Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule are powdered after an advanced vacuum cold process, keeping the maximum nutrition intact. Put your health first the easy way with Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Get 35% off your first preferred order shipped to you free with promo code TUTOR at balanceofnature.com. Look, I feel confident about my health because of Balance of Nature. Check out all the testimonials from people like you on their website to see how Balance of Nature is making a difference in their lives. Go now to balanceofnature.com and get those 35% off your first preferred order with free shipping with promo code TUTOR. Go there now. Now, let's hear about the other health news that we have for you from Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Tudor. I appreciate it. It's good to see you.
Well, thank you for coming on here to break this because you have big news. I think that we all thought that there was nothing that could be done about the COVID-19 vaccine and those people who have been injured by it, but you are actually suing Pfizer. Is that right?
That's correct. And actually, you're the first person I've talked to since we filed our lawsuit today. The federal government long ago, back in, I think, the 80s, passed a law that gave protection to pharmaceutical companies when they provided vaccines. There's no liability, complete protection. However, under state law, they don't have those same protections. We have a Deceptive Trade Practices Act, and that's what we're suing them under, arguing that they did not tell our consumers in Texas the truth, and therefore there are damages because they didn't tell the truth about the effectiveness or the potential side effects of the vaccine.
And we were just talking, something you said really struck me. You said, I noticed that when they were pushing it really hard and they were saying, we're only safe if we all get it, even though historically we're safe if we get it, then we shouldn't care about what everybody else is doing. That was kind of that first red flag that was raised for you. But the real kicker here is that they said it was something like 95% effective. And then people who got the vaccine were getting sick right away, right? That's what you're suing them for.
Because we think the number 95% was not a true number. It wasn't an accurate number. It wasn't a reliable number. And they knew it. That's our argument. They knew that it wasn't a reliable number. And therefore, they misled consumers about the effectiveness. So people are making healthcare decisions that are pretty important. And they're taking on a vaccine that hasn't really been tested, and we don't know the long-term effects. Yet they knew some of the potential side effects, and they knew that it wasn't 95% effective. And so people are making their decisions based on believing that Pfizer is telling them the truth. And of course, then the Biden administration came in and started threatening people with their jobs. And we had other, you know, cities and states doing the same thing, forcing people to get this vaccine. And it was based on false information. And that's a real problem because it has long-term consequences for consumers in Texas.
What could be the outcome of a lawsuit like this?
Well, for us, it's for every violation, which potentially is every time they lied or every time it affected a consumer, it's $10,000 per violation. That number can add up pretty fast because since we have, you know, 30 million people. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. But I think we've got a legitimate chance of at least getting more information about what they actually what they actually knew at the time and what they told consumers at the time. And if those were not true, there are damages associated with that.
Have you talked to any other attorneys general about this?
Not directly, because we wanted to make sure Pfizer didn't know before we filed what we're going to do. So a lot of times when you're filing lawsuits, you don't want to talk about details. I have just generally talked about this with some attorney generals. So look, I'm hopeful that other attorney generals will look at this, whether they're no matter what their party, because this had an impact. It was used as a political tool. It should never be that healthcare decisions are political. They should be completely based on what's good for that individual, and it should be determined by that individual along with as many, you know, medical advisors as that person thinks is necessary to make a good decision.
So if they end up having to pay these fines, do the people that were affected actually see that money?
So what they would have to do is then sue on their own behalf, showing what how they were damaged. This goes back to the state of Texas. It goes back to the legislature to decide how to use that money. So, you know, potentially it could go back to them. That would be a legislative decision. My job is to sue them for breaking Texas law, violating Texas law, get the money, and then return it to the legislature to determine how that money then is to be used. But I don't make that decision.
If this goes the way that you expect it to go, because, I mean, I think we all feel like, man, the pressure was so intense on people to get this shot. You couldn't go out to eat. You couldn't fly. You couldn't do anything if you didn't have a vaccine card. And then, like I said, the pressure was so intense. If you are successful in this lawsuit, what does that mean for any other type of action? I mean, is there anything that can be done with the Biden administration for pushing this?
Look, that's a great question. You know, we sued the Biden administration over these vaccine mandates. We won most of those cases. We won our case against OSHA. We won our cases on federal contractors. And there was actually one case on medical workers that we lost at the U.S. Supreme Court by a very close vote. And I think once we get through this lawsuit and information comes out, hopefully that will allow people to have some remedy against Pfizer and potentially other people who made decisions that affected their lives. Look, people lost their jobs. People lost their livelihood. Their whole lives were affected by this. And, you know, it's going to open up a lot of questions about our federal government. It's going to open up a lot of questions about how do we deal with this in the future when the government is pushing something, you know, at people and threatening them when even the federal government didn't have all the information, or maybe they knew the information. I don't know.
Well, do they suddenly have more information? Because all of a sudden now they're saying, if you didn't get the shot and we kicked you out of the military, you can come back. Why?
Well, I think they are starting to, you know, they realize that this information is going to come out. And these people in the military were treated horribly. I had, you know, somebody in my family that got kicked out of the military who just didn't want to take the vaccine. I had other members of my family who were forced to take it. And I think one of them potentially had a tremendous side effect because of it. But that's, you know, it's consequences of having a vaccine that's not tested, that hasn't had virtually no testing. And the federal government says you're going to be forced to make a healthcare decision by us. And if you don't, we're going to punish you. That's effectively what the federal government did. And so did a lot of states and local governments. It's unfortunate that they were, I don't know, so decided that this was their decision and that they had to tell us what was right, even though they didn't know. They didn't have any idea. And yet they assumed or presumed that they had to pressure us all into making a healthcare decision that wasn't necessarily, may not have necessarily been the best for that person.
Well, and this trickles down. You have the federal government who was demanding this. You have then offshoots of the federal government. You have contractors to the federal government. And then you have just regular businesses that said, well, hey, the federal government is demanding this. We have to demand this. So at what point, I think in the past few months, people have been saying there's nothing we can do because of that act that does protect the pharmaceutical companies. This is a different angle that you're taking. Does that mean that eventually, if you did have side effects from the vaccine, then you as a person can sue the pharmaceutical companies? Or what does that mean for businesses who required it? Could they be sued?
I think it's going to open up a lot of questions. It does, the federal government, with that provision that says, you know, they are not liable for any lawsuits under federal law. I think people would have to look for state law claims and figure out whether those are going to be effective against this sort of fraud federal law. So I don't know. I haven't researched all of the individual aspects. All I know is I feel like we have a legitimate state law that we have the obligation in my office to enforce. We're going to do that. We think that Pfizer has clearly broken that law and violated our state laws and has harmed people in my state by the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, potentially millions. And so that is my job to go pursue.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater. And this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
I think as people are waking up across the country to some of the things that are happening behind the scenes, that swamp that we hear so much about, they see laws like this or they read about laws like this and they think, how does this type of crony capitalism happen? How do you end up with a law that says that you cannot sue the pharmaceutical manufacturers in a culture of a massive amount of pharmaceuticals? And in the United States, these pharmaceutical companies can advertise, they can go right to your kids, they can go right to adults. I mean, they have a lot of leeway and they're protected. How does that happen?
So look, I'm sure there were some people that had good intentions when they passed this law because they want vaccines to be, you know, produced and not result in a lot of liability, because otherwise they're, you know, potentially right. don't get produced. On the other hand, there seems like there ought to be some aspect here of actually testing it and making sure that it works and doesn't have side effects. And there shouldn't be the ability to lie and say, well, we're covered by federal law, we can lie about it and say it was effective even when it wasn't. It didn't have side effects even then when it did. So, you know, there's got to be some balance here. I think that federal law has some good aspects to it, but it's, you know, I don't think people thought about the consequences of that broad of a law. There ought to be some exceptions and some caveats so that these companies have to at least test it to some degree and then not lie about it if they find out it's not working.
This is like the ultimate case of gaslighting, because we were told constantly, if you said anything negative about the vaccine, that was misinformation. People were kicked off of social media. They were silenced for this. But here you are having to sue them because they lied.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. And here's the thing. You know, the Biden administration was pushing these big tech companies to do exactly that, to shut down any speech that dared to question this, even though it turned out these people were right. And they were turned into almost like criminals, and they were told they were insane and crazy and they were dumb, and only dumb people would question the legitimacy of this vaccine. As it turned out, these people were smart and they had good reason. There were red flags. And as I said to you earlier, the red flags are to me were that the fact that the federal government was pushing this so hard. And I'm like, why, if you've got the vaccine, why do you care if anybody else gets the vaccine? Why do you have to threaten them with their jobs or some other punishment? If supposedly the vaccine is going to work for you, you're good, right? Why do you care what other people do?
I mean, when you say it like that, obviously we can all go back and remember in our minds and go, yeah, I thought that was strange. You know, why weren't you safe if you had it? I mean, isn't that the whole idea of a vaccine? And then you're safe from it, right?
That's
exactly
what. You
have like the bubble around you.
Yes. And that's what I was thinking at the time. You know, I ended up getting COVID before I could get the vaccine, and I took the monoclonal. It was really effective in ending my symptoms within 12 hours, and I was getting pretty sick. So I knew there was a cure. Unfortunately, the government didn't focus on the cure. They focused on a vaccine that didn't work. And so the government really let us down here. The federal government, the Biden administration has let us down because they have forced and punished people, and they were wrong. And I wish they'd come out and say that they were wrong.
So let me ask you this. If you are successful in this, will they have to stop making these claims? Because they're still vaccinating people and they're still telling people that this is going to protect you. Will they have to tell you the truth of the efficacy of the vaccine?
They'll have to decide whether they want us to sue them again. I mean, I guess. Right? I mean, part of it depends
on... They have a lot of money to be sued.
We have to be successful here. And one of the good things about this litigation is it's going to bring out information that the public hasn't known. And we're going to make sure that information gets out. So at the very least, whether we win or lose, I think we're going to win. And potentially we'd have other lawsuits. But at the very least, the public can go, wait a minute, I'm going to be a lot more hesitant to trust the Biden administration next time, or any other government entity that tells me I have to get it or I'm going to lose my job or I have to get that pressure didn't add up.
I think that's key, because we've had a lot of people on the podcast who have said we have no access to the raw data. We can't actually see what the true side effects are, whether or not they've found that there are problems with myocarditis and all these other issues. And that is scary to me. And I think that's what's scary to most people is we don't actually have that information. So we are hoping that you are able to expose some of the data and we can actually find out what they know about the vaccine and whether or not they know if there are issues or not. But I do want to say, I think you still hold the record for being the attorney general that has sued the Biden administration more times than anyone else. Is that correct?
I think by a long shot. I think we've in 2.5 years, we've sued him 50 times. So it's, you know, that's a lot of lawsuits. I don't think anybody else in the country is even close. You know, part of it is we're a big state. We have resources, but we also are committed to holding the Biden administration accountable. And there are consequences to that. They don't like us. And they've taken it out on us in many ways, including me. But it's still our job to hold the president accountable, to follow federal law, to follow the U.S. Constitution, and not try to override the Constitution and become more than a president. We have many countries that do that. in this country, we're supposed to have a president that operates within the law, not a president who makes the laws.
Well, we appreciate that. We appreciate the fact that you are looking out for us. And another lawsuit that you have out there is right now against Media Matters. And I don't know if a lot of people understand what happened here with X and the whole anti-Semitic posts. And people have this trust for organizations like Media Matters that market themselves as a watchdog. But this is not what they're doing. Can you explain a little bit about that lawsuit?
Yeah, and sorry about the lighting right now, but it'll be back. Media Matters, it was not a lawsuit yet. We've started an investigation, and that investigation is based on information we've gotten from, you know, from the public. And it looks like Media Matters is manipulating data and advertising and trying to take out Twitter by forcing or pushing advertisers toward dropping ads on Twitter because they've effectively lied about what Twitter is doing. And so, look, we're just in the investigation stage, but if they have deceived consumers about advertising and about trying to say that Twitter is racist when they're not and trying to destroy a company, that has an impact on my say. And we have two ways of looking at this. One is under the Deceptive Trade Practices Act, but we also oversee non-charitable organizations, which this is. It's a nonprofit. And so we have an obligation to make sure that they're not misleading consumers, that they're not, and that they're following state law. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, I think that's interesting to talk about because a lot of people don't realize that many of these media companies are nonprofits for really one political side or the other. And you have this, this is a very leftist group out there. And we know that X has been a target for a lot of the leftists that don't like the fact that Elon Musk bought it and said, oh, by the way, this is what was happening behind the scenes. Ultimately, there are people out there that want revenge for the Twitter files. They are not happy about that. And it appears like this potentially could be the case. But these organizations, they're infiltrating every state and they're putting out stories that they're pretending like they're big media organizations and putting out hit pieces on candidates. I mean, this is getting kind of out of control.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they put hit pieces out on me. So yeah, they're a left-wing organization. They've been typically very untruthful about what they presented, and they've done it in a deceptive way. And if that's what they did here, then we have a potential of taking away their ability to operate in Texas and potentially holding them liable for damages to our state.
Talking about your state, I want to talk a little bit before I let you go about the border crisis, because we have to call it a crisis. We have more crossings than we've ever seen. What's happening on the global scale with people that are obviously countries that are obviously anti-United States. We've got China and Iran and North Korea and Russia all colluding together to potentially take over as world leaders. What does that mean to you when you see your very state in such a compromising position because the Biden administration is so incompetent?
Well, it makes me angry because we have people dying. We have children that are dying from overdoses. I've known families that have lost kids that should be here today because the cartels now are partnering with the Biden administration. Now, it may not have a signed agreement, but let's be honest. The cartels used to come to the border, try to get people to cross, but they had to run from Border Patrol and hide and try to sneak them across. And we had laws in place that tried to stop them. And if they came in, we deported them, made them stay in Mexico, or deported them under Title 42, the COVID stuff, or we found ways to not give them asylum and they had to stay out of the country. And we were trying to build a wall under the Trump administration. All of that was dismantled with Biden. And now the cartels go, okay, how do we find Border Patrol? The faster we can get to Border Patrol with as many people as possible, the more money we make. And they make, you know, $8,000 to $12,000 a person. And when they do that, they keep Border Patrol busy processing thousands of people every month and hundreds of thousands every month. And when they do that, Border Patrol is not stopping the drug trafficking that's going on, you know, because they're too busy. And also, we have the terrorist problem. In the last 6 months, the number of terrorism people, the terrorists on the watch list that we've caught has gone up dramatically. I think it's like six times the last 3 years in just 6 months. That means that we have more people trying to get into the country that potentially could commit terrorist acts. And we know we don't come close to catching all of them. And so we have created a long-term problem. The cartels are building an organization in our country for drugs, sex trafficking, human trafficking, other crimes. And then we have the whole terrorist issue. And the Biden administration has promoted it.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll continue next on the Tudor Dixon podcast.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is, quote, worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Or other devices like an electric blanket, microwave, RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including four AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and two USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Part of the human trafficking I think we need to talk about, which is the drug trafficking and human trafficking, is what I think concerns most moms out there, because moms are like, gosh, there's kids that are unsafe and there's drugs coming in that could get my kid. And Senator Blackburn just supported a bill that would require fingerprinting for all children. And we just talked about this on the podcast. The reason that she's so concerned about that is because the human trafficking part of this is that these kids get passed back and forth across the border to pretend they are the child of an adult that's coming through. But what's happening to these kids at the border is pretty sick, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And actually, you know, there are programs that address the issue that Senator Blackburn's talking about. So our state, for the longest time, I think we just stopped it for some reason, but our state and many other states use these real child ID kits, and they spend a little bit of money. It's not very expensive for a child, and they're able to get all the kids' DNA so the parents hold it. So if something happens to their kids, it makes it easier for the law enforcement authorities to track these kids down. So I would encourage states to do it, you know, voluntarily and not have some federal law. Have the states operate it at a relatively low cost. And if Marsha Blackburn wants to pass that, because obviously a lot of states are not doing it, it may be the ultimate best way to resolve this, because we do need to protect our kids. I just want to make sure the parents control the information, not the federal government.
Before I let you go, we recently heard that the cartels are actually working directly with China. And this whole connection with fentanyl, the drugs, the border being out of control is just another way for China to weaken society here in the United States. We see what the concern is over in Taiwan. Obviously, we see the concern in Israel with Iran, all of these worldwide events going on that are just the world at war, how scary is it to think that China has a foothold in Mexico? China seems to have a foothold in Central America. Have we made a mistake by saying we need to have a border and do nothing with these countries? Should we have had more of a footprint in these countries instead of China and tried to build up manufacturing and that kind of thing in Central America and push China out? Are we in a situation where China has more control of and more and closer control of people and human trafficking and drugs and, you know, governments than we do?
Yeah, look, I think we've made a mistake for decades, whether it was the Bush administration or whether it was, you know, either Bush administration, Clinton administration, Obama administration. It wasn't until Trump started telling the American people the truth about China. They're not our friend. They're not our friend economically. Mm-hmm. They're not our friend politically. They want to dominate the world and they view us as a threat and not as an ally or a cooperative partner. They want to hurt us. And so we need to be aware of that. And that includes sending fentanyl from China to Mexico that gets imported to kill our kids. They're great with that. That's part of their plan. Do as much to destroy our country as possible. And I think we need to be aware of that. We need to have leadership, which we don't have right now, that addresses that, or else we will suffer the consequences, which will be China will get their way. They will dominate us. They will hurt us economically. They will hurt us politically, and they may absolutely hurt our freedom and destroy our country.
There's always a concern that Texas, I mean, every year they tell us, the Democrats tell us, we've got enough people from California now, Texas is going to go blue. Obviously, you're watching what's going on. Is there any chance that Joe Biden can win this election next year?
Yes. And the reason I say that is I can't prosecute voter fraud anymore. The Court of Criminal Appeals, which is a 9-member court in our state, it's the highest court for a criminal matter, struck down a statute from 1951. Where they had thousands of cases of precedent, because we were prosecuting just at the time they struck it down, we were prosecuting or investigating over 900 cases of voter fraud in Texas with a relatively small number of lawyers. They struck it down saying that I didn't have the authority to go to court because I'm in the executive branch and that's a violation of separation of powers. It's the most ludicrous, one of the most ludicrous, insane decisions made by any court in Texas ever. But they did it, I believe. I believe that because they want no voter fraud prosecuted. If that occurs, the DAs in these local districts are the only ones that can prosecute voter fraud. So Harris County, which is Houston, Austin, which is Travis County, Bexar County, which is San Antonio, those DAs are Soros-funded DAs. They will never prosecute voter fraud. So the strategy is the Court of Criminal Appeals strikes down the statute, which, I'm trying to win an election against three of them right now so we can get this back and get the legislature to pass it again, which I had it through the Senate this time. The House killed it. So we have a complicated problem in Texas. If we don't resolve this soon and we can't prosecute voter fraud, I can tell you what's going to happen. You can change the name of Texas to Georgia or Michigan or Wisconsin, because right now I can't do anything to prevent voter fraud. Last time I did, we stopped it here. We didn't have the mail-in ballot fraud issues that you had in Michigan and Wisconsin because we went and fought it. And now the Court of Criminal Appeals has struck it down and made it very difficult. I'm convinced they're Soros funded and we've got to win these three races or we're going to be in trouble in Texas.
I think that's what people do not see is that he has placed people in strategic positions where folks go, I mean, I don't need to vote for that. That's not a big deal. And they get their people to go out and vote. They end up with these prosecutors, they end up with district attorneys, they end up with secretaries of state, as we've seen in Michigan, in Arizona, where those folks then run for governor. That's what is happening with the secretary of state in Michigan right now. She's already come out and said she'll be running for governor. These people change the way elections are run, and then you cannot beat them. It's very scary.
Well, and that's exactly what the Court of Criminals is trying to do. Soros got his DAs in place. This court is not known by people because it only deals with criminal cases. So most people don't even know. Even most really educated voters, Republicans, don't know who's on that court. So it's all Republicans, 9 members. They have 6-year terms. There's only 3 of them up each time. It was a genius move for George Soros. And this Court of Criminal Appeals is trying to do everything they can to me to take me out. So I'm the last piece. And we have to win in March or we are in trouble.
Yeah, we've noticed you've been under fire lately.
Yeah, slightly. And we have to win our speaker. We have to beat the Speaker of the House, commonly known as Drunk Dade. He needs to be beat, too, because I need them to pass this law again so that we can prosecute voter fraud in Texas. Otherwise, we're in trouble. We will be a Democratic state, and we will have problems. Otherwise, I think we're strong. If we can actually have fair elections, we will win this state for, I think, decades.
Well, I know that you're going to keep fighting. I appreciate you coming on today. I know you're very busy. I love what you're doing. I believe that you will win again. And I just give you all of my prayers and I can send you my good juju to go out there and fight these terrible Democrats in Texas.
All right. Well, I wish it was just Democrats. Some of it's Republicans.
That's true. Yeah.
Isn't your drunken friend Republican? Yeah. The Court of Criminal Appeals. And of course, you know, Karl Rove was the main player in the whole issue that I had to deal with the last 6 months.
Well, okay. So you just keep fighting the bad guys.
All right. I'll do that.
Pfizer first. We're really excited about Pfizer.
Well, thanks a lot. Looking forward to seeing what they have to say.
Absolutely. Thank you. And thank you all for joining us on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. For this episode and others, go to TudorDixonPodcast.com. You can subscribe right there or head over to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us next time on the Tudor Dixon Podcast. Have a blessed day. 2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? You could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run the big appliances like your fridge even longer. Best of all, this new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas, ever. Over 150,000 Americans trust Patriot Power Generators. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. Go to 4patriots.com/tutor.
Tired of restless nights? At Lisa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Lisa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.